Welcome to EMG Transformations with Dan Stoll. Each episode will empower you to ignite your inner fire and provide methods to maximize your mental and physical performance. You never know how one valuable insight can make such a big impact. Please leave a 5-star review if this episode leaves a positive impact on you. And don't be shy to screenshot and share episodes on social media that you find helpful so we can spread the message and make the world a better place. You never know who may need to hear and the impact it has on them too. We're only scratching the surface. There's so much more to learn. Subscribe and stick around to manage stress, improve your health, and create lasting lifestyle changes. Buckle up and get ready to spark your transformation with Nova Fusion.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to EMG Transformations. We're heating up with the trailblazing woman, Christy Kuhl. Christy is an entrepreneur, investor, philanthropist, and high-performance coach for entrepreneurs and executives. She has invested over 20 years in honing her approach, focusing on systems, confidence, productivity, and influence to transform leaders into results-driven achievers. As an internationally recognized speaker and booming podcast host of Keep Rising, Christy shares her passion for excellence and shows up with authenticity to inspire meaningful impact and transformation. Now she's here to help you step into your purpose and chase fulfillment. Thank you for joining us today, Christy.
Oh, what a wonderful introduction. My pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I love your energy and, you know, just looking at your story and all the things that you're doing, I knew that you were someone that I had to, you know, invite on the show here and, you know, just extend that invitation. And I would love to learn more about your mindset and, you know, just some of these experiences that you went through as well. So very excited for you to be here with us today.
Yeah, can't wait to dig in.
Let's dig in then. So I like to spark things off with the backstory. And for you in particular, I'd love to hear some of those early experiences and also the struggles even that shaped you into who you are today.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I'm just coming off of a pretty transformative boot camp in Puerto Rico with Ben Newman, and you know, even more reflection on things that transformed me, or that, you know, that really shaped me, that I forgot about, right? Like some of that childhood stuff. Mm. You know, I always knew I was different. I always knew that I saw things differently. I interpreted things differently. And, you know, one of the most recent breakthroughs that I had this past weekend was, you know, I'm very sensitive. I'm incredibly sensitive. And I used to get made fun of all the time for that, that I, you know, my feelings got hurt too easily. And it's kind of, it's like they put all of that in the same bucket, but my sensitivity and my antennas really, like, it's my greatest gift. Right. And so, you know, I have this ability to interpret some of these micro movements and energy and things. And it took took decades to figure out what was even happening and how I could deduce some of these conclusions. But it was I suppressed all of that because I was made fun of for being too sensitive.
Interesting. And yeah. So now I'm curious, like when you say sensitive, my first thought is going to like emotional intelligence. Like how can you use that into a strength? So I'm curious, like, is that part of your coaching now? And like, do you think that emotional intelligence is serving you in what you're doing today?
Yeah, without question. And so, you know, and as you know, I'm on a mission for people to really step into their authentic self. When you are the same person at work as you are at home, as you are with your family members, right? Like it's just a different way of being, and happiness and joy. And you can reach new heights in everything that you're doing when you're embracing who you truly are. And so that was a piece that I was not embracing fully. And it's pretty amazing the success that I've been able to have with the sliver of it that I was embracing. But you're absolutely right. That sensitivity and knowing that what I'm seeing and interpreting is right. Right. And I utilize my gut for that.
Oh yeah, gut. We can't forget the intuition. That's one of the things that, I always have to listen to, and when I don't, and I start to rationalize things in my head and I make a different decision, I'm always regretting it afterwards. I'm like, oh, I should have listened to my gut. Like it never serves me wrong. So I'm sure that you've had some of those experiences as well, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I took it like right on the chin, straight through the face, right? You're like, oh, I knew. I knew I
Yeah.
was supposed to do that.
Yeah, and it's interesting you said, like, if I'm interpreting this correctly, you said, like, it's so good to wear the same face when you're in different scenarios, like work, with your family, with your friends. Is that correct? Like, you're saying, like, be that authentic person, like, all around the board?
Yeah, absolutely. As you know from my story, I spent 15 years in corporate America, and I wouldn't change anything. The experience shaped me in so many amazing ways, but there was a lot of pieces of corporate America that didn't serve me because I was misaligned to my value system, and also I couldn't be my true authentic self.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because I've heard this Japanese saying that it's like, oh, you actually have three different faces, and it's, you're a different person when you're alone, different person with the closest people in your life, and then with strangers and just out in society, you're also this other character. And it even takes it to this point where it's like we're actors in our life and we're doing different things in our life to get different things and, appease different people. And, that can actually just be exhausting at the end of the day, is like trying to wear all these hats and be inauthentic or just not the person that you really want to be. So I think it's refreshing to hear, like, hey, like, be you no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. People are gonna love or hate you regardless. But if you're doing things that you love, you're naturally gonna attract those that are doing those things too. And, you're gonna just connect on a deeper level. And I think that's what is really important with like being that authentic self. And, you're not gonna be living this lie of a life in a sense.
To be the person you are not is to waste the person that you are.
I love that.
And what most people don't realize is when you're being somebody that you're not, you're attracting people that are attracted to that other thing, that other person that you created.
Yeah,
Right?
just
So
keeps on
it doesn't
spreading that
mean,
gap.
right? And that's different than, right? Like sometimes we have to just like we say our I am statements and we get on stage and we do that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying like, you see somebody and you go, oh, I want to be like her, but you're not like her, right? You've changed and morphed and you think that success only exists if you change and morph into that person. Not necessarily, right? It's really hard to keep up, and I think that's where we get exhausted and a lot of burnout happens too.
Yeah, and I'm curious actually with making this big transition from corporate world, you're making a very great living for yourself, like you're in a great position, but then you make this transition into entrepreneurship and coaching. Like what were some of those growing pains that you had and those adjustments that, maybe you wish you had a mentor that kind of like told you some about this stuff earlier. I'm just curious, like what was that adjustment and that transition for you like?
Yeah. I still had the employee mindset for a long time. Like I was waiting for somebody to tell me what to do. And there's nobody to tell me what to do, right? And if they told me what to do, and if I did find those people, and there were some people that are like, oh, we'll do this or try that or whatever, and it didn't work out or it didn't feel right or it didn't feel aligned, I have somebody to blame. And I think that the moment that I realized, you'd think like I left a very high paying job. I made a very bold move. A lot of people thought I was crazy at times. I thought I was crazy too. But when I got still all by myself and I connected, I knew that I was making the right decision. I had no idea what the next one was, but I knew that I had to step out on that path and the path would start to be, to become clear. But the moment that I took full responsibility for my life, then that's, I wish. I don't wish anything was different, but it'd be interesting to see how much faster I would have been able to figure it out if I was like, this is on me. This is 100% on me.
Yeah, and I love that you're saying that too because I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. I had my entire colon removed, and it was this long recovery process. And for a long time, I was in a victim mindset where everything was happening to me. And it wasn't until I started taking accountability and starting controlling the things that I could control and diving into Stoicism philosophy and just, you know, getting that cornerstone of my life, you know, I took the power back. I started being accountable for my own actions and started doing more things that would drive more success, would drive better health for me. And so when we can just take ownership of our life and, you know, those initial stages, they're going to be hard because, you know, that's a lot that we're putting on our shoulders and it can feel like it's just us at times. But if we get a nice support system and we know that we're doing the right things for the right reasons and we know the direction we're heading, you know, we're going to start building momentum and then that momentum is going to start catalyzing and making progress. And, you know, we can really start seeing some results, but we got to take that first step forward and then the next step and keep on going with it. But, you know, I love that you mentioned taking ownership because that was the number one thing for me to transform my life.
Yeah. It really is a secret sauce.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious as well, like we talk about and we both did a Ben Newman Coaches to Coaches session together. I would love to know like a little bit more about what's that inner fire or that burn for you that, you know, keeps you going when life gets hard, because we're always going to have challenges. Life is always striking with adversity left and right. So what keeps you going and, you know, what works for you?
Yeah, I shared a little bit of it when we first started here, where, you know, my greatest gift, you know, was looked down upon for a long time. And I knew the people around me, I just knew they didn't see what I could see. And I see other people in this world that are dimming their light because they're not tapped into their gut instinct of what they're seeing and acting on it. The environment around them has dimmed their light, and I want people to know that they're right. Shine that light bright. You just have to find the right environment. Right? So if I go back around certain people in my life, like they don't understand a lot.
Yeah.
And thank goodness I've a lot of my world. I should say that sounded terrible, but they don't understand a lot of my world and the way that you see things. And so once I got around people like you and created this environment, I started to realize that, that it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And so what I think that environment does to people is it causes us to say yes when we mean no. And it causes us to change who we are for acceptance, right? I didn't want to get made fun of. I wanted to be part of the group. And so I try to be tough and I try, but there's things I could just sense it. And I knew and about that person. And it's interesting to see, like, you know, I could sense darkness in people and, you know, and I would shut down sometimes as a kid. Well, that was made fun of. She's too sensitive. Well, why is Christy pouting in the corner? Well, I didn't even know what I was feeling. All I knew is it's like, this doesn't feel right. Right. Well, it takes 20 years later to realize the things that I was feeling at that time. It wasn't that I was unsafe, but I was just tapped into things a little bit differently. So I don't want, you know, I do what I do for all the other Christies in the world.
I love that.
And you want to add, you know, you want to add something on top of it is, you know, to prove something to the person that, you know, kept shutting me down, right?
Yeah.
Kept making fun of me. Right?
Adds another layer to it.
It sure does. You know, you want to, you have those moments when you really got to reach for strength, right? Forgiveness is real. I've forgiven, but sometimes we have to tap into some energy. And I think to myself, like, it's you or me, buddy. Right. And, you know, and this is an incredible gift that I have, and I'm going to shine it bright.
Yeah, that is so good. Now I'm wondering, like, do you have an alter ego that you tap into as well to get into that dark side a little bit? Because, you know, whenever I mention the dark side, people like look at me strange and they're like, you angry? Like, I can't see that together. Like, I can't put two and two together, but, you know, I actually had that season in my life where it was just a dark season. And, you know, that's the type of person that I was, and took a lot of inner work to change all of that. But, you know, it can be a catalyzing emotion for us, like pain and fear and anger. Those are all just emotions, and I believe that everything is neutral until we give meaning to it. So we can use that as fuel to our fire and push us a little bit more. And I don't want to say motivation, but it's like this inspiration in a sense that just keeps us going. So yeah. Like, how do you tap into that and like keep it under control and like not let it consume you and go down a dark spiral?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm an open book, and honesty is very important to me. This is a new chapter for me.
Okay.
This tapping into the darkness is a new thing. And I had the privilege to tap into that recently. And I also had the privilege to speak with Tim Grover. And I had the guts to tell him what I was tapping into. And I said, is this what you write about? Like, I think I did. I think I just did it. And he kissed me on the cheek and said, "Welcome to the club."
I love that.
And it just, you know, I think being somebody who was like so much in my masculine energy at work, like in my corporate world, and really working on like the balance between masculine and feminine and being able to bounce between both. Whenever I would read Tim's books, I'm like, I don't know, like this dark, you know, and he's talking about the darkness and, you know, some of these major, major athletes. And I was like, wow, I just don't have that. I just don't have that. I just don't have that. And recently something popped into my head. And I will tell you that this weekend when I was in Puerto Rico, I'm doing this insane workout that Ben Newman has. And I am sore from stem to sternum. Like my abs have never been so sore. And somebody says like, "Well, you know, this afternoon they told us to wear comfortable clothes." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, are we working out again?" Cause you know, this workout I was doing every morning was optional. And then I didn't know that there was something else. They said, "Wear comfortable clothes." And I'm like, "Well, now what are we doing?"
Yeah.
And so, you know, I tapped into what I just explained, this darkness, and it was like an aha. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I just did it. And they said, "We're gonna do a plank challenge." And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even get out of the chair without using my arms. And we're doing a plank challenge. And I'm pretty competitive, but I was like, I think I should just sit this out. Like the people that haven't been doing this work, they're gonna win it. But I was like, you could do this and I probably wouldn't even have seen you could wave your hand in front of my face and I wouldn't even have seen it. It's just like, I was locked in on something I had never locked in on before. We went in that room and I put my head down and I hadn't planked more than 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And I went over 12 minutes.
Wow.
And I, you know, it was me and three guys left, you know, and I put my knee down and then there's, you know, one of the three guys end up winning. But, you know, Goggins talks about when you think you're done, you're 40%. And it was like, I wasn't doing that math on purpose. But when you think about it, it's like, wow, right? Like
you did it.
I went another 60% because I was locked in. So this is a newer journey for me. I now need to figure out how to go there and come back, right? Because it was, you know, I was there. I was really there.
Yeah.
And it was pretty emotional to be there.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, when you're in that state, like, can you just like walk us through a little bit, like what that feels like? I know you're so locked in, like, it's almost like you don't even notice what's going on. You're so like intentional and focused. Like, just like, what does that feel like for you?
Yeah. It felt very powerful. I'm just a baby. I'm no expert in the space, but you know, I knew that I was there because whenever I was reading a lot, you know, doing a lot of Tim Grover and you hear men talk about it all the time. And it's like, oh, you know, you really got to tap into something dark. And I'm like, oh man, I just stopped listening at that point. I'm like, I don't have that, you know? But it was, I felt like I was invincible. You know, I just had a new, I just, it was like, a fuel and I was on E, man. I was on E. It was
right.
Like,
yeah, that's a thing.
You know, I had a couple intense days. I had, you know, some emotional breakthroughs too. But yeah, it was, I came back and I explained it to somebody who, does competitive lifting. And he said, "Oh wow, you know."
He's like, "Welcome to the club again."
Yeah, he said, "You got it, you know, you got it." But then he said, "You just need to make sure you're putting yourself in situations, you know, so that you can, you know, you can go there." And I thought, okay, you know, I understand what that means. I need to get really uncomfortable, right? Because
Right.
I'm gonna need that strength.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like the mind, we can always do more than we think. And that's been a mantra of mine for a few years now. It's like whenever I feel like I'm giving up, whenever I'm running on empty, like you can do more than you think. The pain of
Yeah.
today will be irrelevant tomorrow. And I just keep on pushing forward and have that mindset. And it's gotten me to places that, I didn't think I would be. And you touched on something before that that also really was a big game changer for me is switching up those environments because you're in environment with maybe some certain people that are just draining your energy and bogging you down, and you need to create some distance from that. And the hot topic word is boundaries, and I'd like love to dive into that. So not only from certain people, but also activities like work and burnout and stuff like that. So how do you set those boundaries for you in your life when things feel like they're starting to be a little bit consuming?
Yeah. Well, you have to know where you're going. So, you know, the most important thing is clarity and what is it that you want? And you know, I talk about alignment, and I think that less than 10% of the world are in, you know, are living in alignment. I mean, the majority of people are not aligned with who they truly are. We say yes when we mean no, and sometimes it's to, you know, safety, like I did, acceptance, whatever it may be. And oftentimes it could be something really big, like, man, I don't want to be, you know, what ends up happening is we design a life that we don't want to show up for anymore. So everything you say yes to that should have been a no, you know, it's like, man, now I'm out of alignment. And you talk about burnout and your nervous system being out of balance and an incongruency from here. This is who I am, but this is the life I'm living. That's dragging you down, right? That's like having a parachute out the back. So once you have clarity of where you're going, now we can program the GPS. So, you know, if we don't, you know, plane's just going to fly and run out of gas if we don't know where we're going, and you know, we're going in circles or going off path. So you have to know where you're going. And then I've always reverse engineered that into what do I need to do in order to get there. I was in sales and led sales teams for 15 years. So it's always like, okay, well, like, you know, how many people do I have to call? How many yeses do I have to get in order to hit this number? But you can do that in every category of your life. And so once you have that, you know, like that is a non-negotiable. Absolutely nothing happens. And that may be, you know, of course, there's going to be time with your spouse and with your children and family, and all that's going to be in there too. It's not all like achiever stuff. But that is the non-negotiables, and that is anything else is outside of that. And there are times where I always say that, like, you know, structure will set you free.
Yeah.
People think that structure is a bad thing, but structure gives you more time, and structure will set you free. So if I can set time, I have no alarms going off. Like my phone doesn't ding. You know, my mom and my dad can ring through. I don't have children, but like if I had kids, of course they would be able to, and their school would be able to. If I had a spouse, they would be. But you know, nothing rings in, nothing dings in, my emails aren't dinging. And so I get to lock in and complete the tasks that I'm completing. And they used to annoy me in corporate America when my time was wasted. Meeting, stupid meeting after silly meeting after meeting. No, let's just do it. So I lock in and I take care of everything I need to take care of. And then I have time. Then I have my freedom time. And then I blow around like an autumn leaf. So maybe I go to an event and I meet people and we end up going to dinner. I don't know. Like the evening's free, or I wander around in nature with my dog. And so I need that balance. I do. And I also over time have learned to go sympathetic. I choose. I choose. Not life chooses. I choose. Right, because I'm an adrenaline junkie, and you know, like I love to get all fired up. You know, now I got this other energy. Oof. Right, and I'm excited. I was really excited to get back to work today. So you have to be clear. But I will say the thing that I help people with the most in the beginning first is clarity. What do you want? Who are you? We do a few exercises. I haven't seen anybody come in who knows exactly who they are. You know, everybody's out of alignment somewhere. And then we decide where we're going. But the hard part is, how do we stop doing some of the things that we've been doing, saying yes when we mean no? And it doesn't pay, matter if you're a VP of a bank, you own a company, whoever you are, I'm giving them scripts. It's like, so here's a few things you could say, right? Instead of saying like, you're going to go on Friday and you really shouldn't go on Friday, here's a few things that you can say. And I was surprised. I used to give my sales team scripts. That was one of the biggest surprises over, in this other world, is that just helping people with the words to get out of situations so that they could serve themselves.
Yeah, I mean, we all end up in sticky situations, and it'd be nice to have a little handbook to get out of those sometimes.
But first and foremost, you got to give yourself permission that you're important too. And so just because you don't have a conflict doesn't mean that the answer doesn't have, the answer can still be no. Maybe you're an introvert like me. I can only do people for so many hours a day. I need to take a bath. I need to recharge. I love silence. You can see my background. I love when it's dark outside. I love to sit, so I can't do what I do if I don't fill my cup up. And that's working out. That's infusing myself with high energy people, that's eating good, that's sleeping good, that's being in the sauna, that's having that. And so, that's high performance right there, is making sure that, you're dialed in to no matter what your job is, your stay-at-home mom, your caregiver, it doesn't matter. Right?
You're like diving into my next question. This is just
I'm
flowing
sorry.
perfectly. No, this is great. I love it. Like my question was like, as a high-performing entrepreneur, what are some things that you do to just stay on fire every day? You just kind of listed that off. So, in terms of the wellness side, let's just like dive a little bit deeper with that. What are some things that, that keep you healthy mentally and physically that you do as an entrepreneur and managing the stress as well? Because that is big thing that like for me and like existing illnesses, like the stress will eat at you and make that illness so much worse. So we think of all these other things, but if we don't manage our stress, we're just not gonna really get results and heal our lives. So what are some things that you do mentally and physically on the wellness side that keep you going at this high rate?
Yeah, I think mentally, being nobody puts more pressure on me than me.
So good.
So I think practicing giving myself grace and not comparing myself to others has been the greatest thing. Work in progress. I'm not perfect. There's times that I'm like, man, but realizing that I'm on my own journey and I'm competing with myself only, and being able to always recognize every day, like, what I did good, what did I do good and how far I've come. It's an everyday practice for me to write down the things that I've done good and to be able to look back and see how far I've come. I'm on my own race and we have to have blinders on. So again, it's easier said than done, but if you can come back to that place, and be in an environment of people that will remind you of that too, that's incredibly helpful. I think that you have to understand what makes you feel good. And so, I have a creating confidence lead magnet on my website, and it's like, everybody like, how do I create more confidence? And it's like, you walk through that thing and it's like, who do you feel good? Like, who makes you feel good when you're around them? Right? Well, who doesn't make you feel good when you're around? Okay, can we spend more time with the people that make you feel good and less time with the people that don't make you, right? So, like, just being aware and taking inventory. Like, who do I need to spend less time with? Okay, maybe you need to hire a coach, but figure out, so how do I, like, it's hard when it's family. How do I, but then what activities make me feel good? The endorphin release is real for me. I've never gotten the runner's high. Maybe I haven't gone far enough. I'm not going to try it. I'm good. I believe you. I trust people that do it. But for me, when I lift weights, there's an endorphin release that happens. And when my body looks a certain way, my confidence increases too. So, 20 plus years in, I still have a chicken list. There's things I want to do, and I'm like, oh, I can't make that phone call. I can't do that. Or I can't post that. Well, you better believe it's going to happen. It's as soon as I get all that workout. I got my chicken list waiting for me, because I'm like, I'm superwoman at that point. So your environment shapes you, and everything you're consuming, social media, like, get off social media. Only have people that, inspire you, on your page. Unfollow people. Don't spend a lot of time, create more content that you consume. Again, easier said than done. And I think the thing that I see a lot of people try to be superheroes on is like you have to eat good. You have to, I mean, you are what you eat. So you have to take the time, you have to spend the money to eat good, and you have to get good rest. And the skipping sleep, you know, it's just it's going to catch up with you. That's when the body regenerates. And so that's probably the hardest thing for me is turning this thing off. But again, I know myself, and so everybody should know themselves. And when do you get so amped up, and how can you bring yourself down? Right? I can tire myself out. Another walk with my dog, you know, meditation is incredibly helpful. Guided sleep meditation. I can't do it on my own. I will use an app. Michael Seely is one of my favorite. I'll find him on Spotify. I have a sauna. I live in a full service building. I'll go down to the sauna. But you know, really. And actually, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon just talked about there's a lot of data that's going to come out here soon about having your bedtime, you know, not fluctuate more than 30 minutes on each end, right? And this is real stuff. And I think we all know this. We all know this. This is, I'm not telling anybody anything that they have that they don't know, you know? And I think you should always have a coach. I think you should always have, you know, you should have a peer group. You should have a group coach. You should have something. You should have something that's always elevating you and pushing you to the next level.
Well, I appreciate all of that because some of that I need to start incorporating in my life a little bit more, like giving myself grace, celebrating some of my wins. And I love that you're just like mentioning the awareness because what works for me and what works for you might be opposite. But if we know what works for us, like then we can keep on doing those things that help us and get us more results and more energy and health. And so it's just really trial and error at some point. Like that's how it was after surgeries when I was trying to get new foods and just figure out my whole diet. You know, you have to try things out to know what you can and can't do and what works best and least for you. And, you know, that's just a process that we got to do. And you can take some of the stuff that Christy's saying, and if you haven't tried it out, definitely try that out and see how that works. But, you know, if you just feel like it's not for you, that's okay. Like, not everything works for everybody. But I love just having these conversations to give people a menu and a variety of actions that they can take to improve their lives. And, you know, there was a ton right there. So I would encourage anyone to just rewind that even and, you know, try some of that out and reach out to Christy too. Let her know how it goes. Like, we love to hear feedback and how things help you guys. So don't be shy to reach out to either of us. And, you know, you're talking about coaches and mentors and, you know, as you know, proximity is power and mentors can really be a gateway to growth and, you know, just leveling it up and like almost advancing up the staircase in a sense. Like it's not shortcuts, but people have done there, they've been there, they've made the mistakes, and they can help you advance that much quicker. So for you, I'm curious, who are some of those top mentors in your life, and what are some of those big takeaways that you've absorbed from them?
Well, you know, proximity is a cheat code. I really think proximity is a cheat code because, like you said, people will, you know, you can see what they're doing, and most people will offer some guidance and help, right? Like we're all wired that way. The helper's high is real for anybody who's in this space. But even if you just pay attention to what they're doing, you can learn so much and go so far. So I think it's really important to always go, you know, there's staple people, and you know, my love and appreciation and admiration for Ben Newman. I can't help the way that I feel when I'm in that person's presence. I can't help, you know, the level that I raise to. I can't help, you know, Tim Grover sent me a message last night, and I'm like I'm sitting up in bed like, oh, I think I need to go do something. I'm like, no, you can't, buddy. But there's certain people that you're like, whoa, okay. You just like you start to check yourself, and I'm like, oh, I didn't do enough, you know. So pay attention to who those people are for you, and then also what is it that you need at that time? Like what, you know, what I remember, you know, when I was really working on like my masculine feminine energy, I was really looking at these women coaches that talked about that and helped me understand that, and I can embody that. And so whatever you're consuming on social media, and it's social, you know, it's going in, and I'm becoming that, and I'm looking for that as well. My entry point into personal development was Tony Robbins. There was, you know, so there was, whether Tony said it was the first one or not, a lot of things I heard for the first time was Tony Robbins. But I've listened to every Jim Rohn tape. Like, there's so much wisdom there. I love to read biographies.
Yeah, those are great.
Success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. And so you have to find people again that you feel drawn to. And oftentimes it's the story. No, I'm not for everybody, and that's okay. And if I don't do it for you, go find somebody that does it for you. You know, when you hear, there was somebody I was listening to. I'm not going to mention the name. And my little dog, like, would she could not stand when I had those. Like, it just did something for her, right? And sometimes that happens, and the message doesn't come in to any of us if we don't feel aligned to the person. So that's where you just need to. A lot of us are saying similar things. But pay attention to your body and how you feel, and does it make you feel motivated? Does it, you know, how do you feel afterwards?
Yeah, we all gravitate towards different things and lots of similar messages out there. But if you find that person that you really resonate with, like that's when you know something's clicking and something's right, and there's more for you there at the end of the day. So, like, keep leaning in that direction and see what's in store for you. But you're just dropping some gems for us today. I appreciate your time. I have one last legacy question before we wrap
Oh.
things up here. So if today was your last day on Earth, what would you want your final message to be to share with the world?
Yeah, use your gifts and don't ever dim your light for anybody.
I love that. Yeah, just mic drop. I love that. That is so good because we do it all the time, but we're all born with some unique individuality, and the more we're around the wrong people, the more that that light gets dimmed, and we're not being the person that we're supposed to be at the end of the day. So, I love that you're just reminding that for us, and that's something that we can, someone listening, they can start stepping into their authentic self as soon as today. Like, you don't have to wait until tomorrow. Like, it's a decision, it's
Oh.
a choice, and we all have that choice.
Yes. If you need, sometimes we realize that we're in the wrong place around, around the wrong people. And I'll share this one last thing, if I may. When I entered into the world of personal development, it was after a divorce, and I had moved to a new city, and I was having some fun. Right. So I was on a lake, had a boat, doing a little too much partying. It was just this season that I gave myself permission, and I surrounded myself with people that were living the life. And I realized I needed to straighten it up, because when I first started personal development, Tony Robbins says you become the sum of the five people you hang around with. And I was like, oh shit. Oh shit. And I'm the type of person that once I see, I can't unsee. And so once I saw, I was like, oh man, I got to change this up. Well, so here I am in a new city. My friends are scattered across the United States. I don't have anybody in my backyard now. I don't have anybody to hang out with. And it was lonely. But what I did was I started listening to podcasts. And so Brené Brown, I started listening to, like, her. It was before podcasts. It wasn't even podcasts. It was YouTube talks. I started, reading books. I started listening to, books on Audible. And so, like, these people became, like, I would call them my friends, like, they were in my ears all the time, and they were influencing me. So if you find that you're in a space, maybe not as dramatic as that, but the people in your household, your partner, your parents don't really have the same mindset, and you feel like they're kind of bringing you back to that place where your light's dim or you can't be yourself, put something in your ears. Who can you put in your ears until you can start, right? You have to build that network. You have to actively look for it. Go to events. Where are the people hanging out that think like you? It's pretty easy to find them now. But until then, put people in your ears.
Yeah, and if you guys like what Christy is laying down on today's episode, you can check out her podcast, Keep Rising. That's one way that you guys can support her. And let us know, like, what else you have going on in your world, anything, like, new and exciting coming up, or just things that you're working on so we can get involved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Instagram's the best place to stay up to date, Instagram or Facebook. And I'm going to have something pretty amazing that's free that will be, we're hoping to launch in the next 15, 20 days. So end of October, you can sign up for this. And this will be something that will help you kick off your year next year. So if you, you know, you can go to my website, christycool.com, or follow me on social media, and you'll see the opportunity to sign up for that. And that will be pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to starting the new year right with you, 2025. You know, we're starting our planning early and we're hitting the ground running. So we're not going to wait till January to get things rolling on there. So definitely encourage everyone to, you know, hit that link. I'll drop it in the show notes below. But Christy, thank you so much for impacting us today. You lead by example with your kindness and willingness to do the right thing. And the world is a brighter and better place because of you. I'm excited to continue on growing with you as a coach and leader going forward. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Gosh, you are so sweet. Thank you for those kind words. I heard every one of them. I received them. Thank you for noticing who I am. That means the world to me. And I really appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Thank you. All right. Podcast end scene cut. We're done. Yes. That was awesome. Thank you.
Dude, my abs are so sore still.
Still sore. Dr. Doug's offers the best organic topical balms for protecting, healing, and restoring your skin and life. Just twist off a cap, apply like lotion, and get ready to feel outstanding. My favorite products are the magnesium balm for headaches, and recovery balm for coaching basketball or training for a Spartan race. But that's not all. It started with Dr. Doug's original Miracle Balm, a rejuvenating balm fueled with all organic ingredients, including beeswax, extra virgin olive oil, extra virgin coconut oil, shea butter, peppermint and lavender essential oils, and vitamin E. This one-of-a-kind solution is designed to tackle an array of skin concerns such as itchy dry skin, eczema, any rashy irritated areas, and much more. Now, if you're bright and pasty like me, you may want to consider their Miracle Balm plus zinc as a natural sunscreen to keep you from frying up without any harmful SPF chemicals that are linked to cancer. Now, do you hate bugs? Me too, but we got you. Try Dr. Doug's Bug Potion to repel bugs, relieve itchy bites, and kill bacteria so you can enjoy the great outdoors once again. There is truly something for everybody, including that little one in your life who is trying to tell you to get Dr. Doug's Baby Balm for their bum right now. And here's your chance. Click the link in our show notes now to enhance your life with Dr. Doug's balms and get extra to share with those who you care about. Take back your power and feel outstanding with Dr. Doug's natural balms.